Kroger plans to close 3 e-commerce facilities. According to Grocery Drive, Kroger is closing 3 Spoke facilities as part of its e-commerce hub and spoke network with Ocado on May 25th, a spokesperson for the grocer confirmed on Wednesday. The soon-to-be shuttered facilities are in Opa-locka, South Florida, San Antonio.
What a great name. It's got a hyphen. You gotta love a city with a hyphen.
I know. Also San Antonio and Austin, Texas. Kroger spokesperson April Martin said in an emailed statement, quote, despite our best efforts, including the support from new customers, learnings from other locations, and the incredible work of our associates, the Miami, Florida, San Antonio, Texas, and Austin, Texas facilities did not meet the benchmarks we set for success, end quote. Chris, what do you make of this?
I think this is really big news. I think it's quite, you do too. Yeah. I think it's actually the biggest headline of the day, even though it's probably not gotten nearly the chatter on social media that the other headlines have gotten that we've read so far. But I think there's a lot of angles here. First, I think it asks, you know, what's going on with the Ocado investment, you know, which if memory serves, and for me, this isn't the first headline in the last year where that issue's come up. No. I feel like we've asked that question a lot recently.
Yes.
And then second, and more importantly, when news of this broke, I was really excited. I personally was really excited to see how this worked when they announced that they were going to do it. Like, I was really excited by them trying to do this, you know,
me too.
Trying to go into a market without stores, serve the market digitally. But I got to give kudos to my buddy, Jason Lepis. Hopefully I'm saying his name right. The funny thing about Zoom, man, I never meet anyone's last name. You know, no one's ever like, hey, I'm Jason. You know, I'm just Jason when I meet them on Zoom. So I apologize if I got your last name wrong, because he's probably listening, but he's formerly a Fresh Direct and now works at HEB. And he pointedly questioned my excitement on social media when this was like 2 years ago. We talked about this on the show. And, you know, lo and behold, he was right. And his point he was making is, you need a physical grocery footprint to be successful in mass market grocery. Amazon's finding it out in the first headline too. It's really hard to do when you have so many players that are so established regionally. And so that's the other angle to this story, is Kroger's finding that out as well. But what do you think?
Especially I think when you're in a market that's not Manhattan, like Fresh Direct works in a tight urban environment.
Right.
Ocado works small urban environments where it's close together. And like, yes, you don't want the big grocery haul trip, but I think your point is so dead on, Chris, when you talk about like going into a Texas market and a Florida market where people are driving to their grocery store. They're doing the big stock up trip. Like, that's a totally different mentality for people to get switched over into. And even though I agree, I was very excited about this when this news first came out, like, it's a difficult thing to do. Absolutely. Especially, you know, I think the other part of this too, Chris, is, I don't know about you, but I feel like the more retailers that we talk to, especially in the grocery space, this idea of this inflation-weary customer, this customer that's trading down for things, they're trying to find the best deals on things. You look at the I guess psychological impact of thinking like, if I go into a grocery store and I see 3 bottles of ketchup on the shelf, like I probably can, if I can look at that thing, if I can see the products, like I might feel like I'm getting a better deal if I'm going into the store to pick my groceries, especially on top of the delivery fees that you're paying for things like grocery delivery. So I think a lot of this could be lending itself from the idea that consumers are just thinking that if they go pick their own groceries, they're saving some money and time for themselves. So I think that probably came into play here too, but I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I think you're right. I mean, I think the time element's really interesting too, because we've talked about this a long time ago on the show, which grocery shopping is just really hard to do online, which is why there isn't a national player that really, you know, does grocery shopping, you know?
Right.
And the other point about this too, is like, if Kroger can't do this with the latest technology from a fulfillment perspective, that should be, you know, lowering the cost to serve, who can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it makes me think, you know, that, you know, kind of the grocery landscape is the grocery landscape, barring the exception of the players that are really going to make hay on it, like the Aldis of the world, who have a value price position and a tremendous opportunity expansion here. So I don't know,
Chris,
anything else
you
just
thought
of?
I just was wondering, like, do you think they were just a little before their time too? Like, do you think that, I mean, online grocery is continuing to steadily increase, but do you think that this could work in like a few years? It was just too early on, or is that like, no, you don't think
I don't
so?
Know. I mean, I got this wrong from the get-go. I mean, I don't want any credit for thinking about this because Jason was the one that got this right. But I don't know. I mean, if I think hard about it, I think no. I think it's just going to be hard to do. And it's been hard to do for 25 years. I think it's more like, okay, you know, from an omni-channel perspective, which is what this show is about, it's more like, how do the grocers figure out the right way to serve the needs in those moments when their customers do want to order from them digitally?
Yeah.
Which isn't going to be all the time. Might be some customers do that more often than others, but the majority of their business is still going to be done in stores. But how do they have those omnichannel capabilities, pick up in store, curbside, ship to home? Who are the right partners with that? Is it DoorDash? Is it Instacart? Is it Buncho with scheduled deliveries? All those kinds of things. I think that's what's going to happen here. I think a new entrant trying to come in this way is just really, really challenging.